Guys, welcome to another Morning English podcast. I'm Dave.
Hello, 大家好，我是木木，欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
The English language is one of the most complicated languages, so there are some words that we always get confused with. So today we will clarify them for you guys.
没错。
Yay.
今天呢，我和 Dave 会分享几组呢容易弄混淆的英语单词。那钱包到底是用 purse 还是 wallet？ 裤子到底是 trousers 还是 pants 呢？
We will see.
对，听完今天的节目呢，大家就知道了。那想要得到这份易混淆单词清单的朋友们，可以在早安英文公众号的后台回复笔记这两个字就可以得到了。
The two most common words that we always get confused with is purse and wallet.
To make it simple, 简单点说， a wallet is a pocket-sized flat folding case.For holding money and plastic cards, 就是那种装钱的夹子一样，放钱呐、啊，放一些卡呀，这个 for both female and male,、男士女士的钱包都可以叫做 wallet.
But a purse is a small pouch of leather or plastic used for carrying money, typically used by women.
With some lipsticks.
Yeah, lipsticks, makeup, whatever.
对 purse 呢指的也是钱包，但是呢它指的是各种大大小小的啊，方形的各种材质的皮的呀等等。还有那种小小的小提包也可以叫做 purse 可能不止放钱还会放一些什么、口红啊粉饼啊之类的、You can put your wallet in your pocket But you can't put your purse in your pocket
Exactly Now let's talk about something else Let's talk about the difference between trousers and pants
这个 trousers 和 pants 都是表示长的裤子、那么它们到底有什么区别呢
I will tell you guys. So,、trousers is basically a UK English word.
British way.
A British way of saying this stuff. British way of saying pants.、But the American way of saying pants is pants.
对，没有太大的区别了，就是一个是英式，一个是美式。
Exactly. So, now let's move on to other words that we get commonly confused with.
对，今天呢，再给大家分享几组容易弄混淆的单词。第一组就是 advice 和 advise。So A-D-V-I-C-E, advice, 它是一个名词。If we use it in a sentence, it would be, I gave Day a good advice.、就是我给了 Day 一个好的建议。
Now, advise, A-D-V-I-S-E, is a verb. So if we use it in a sentence,Mumu advised me to eat Beijing roast duck.
对，以 se 结尾的这个地方的这个 advise 它是一个动词，表示建议某人做某件事情。比如说，刚刚 Day 造的这个句子，我建议他去吃北京烤鸭。Advised somebody to do something.
So that was the first confused two words. Now, what's the second?
第二组呢是 among 和 amongst.、First, these two words have the same meaning.意思是一样的 but one of them is American English and the other one is British English.
Exactly.
So you can pick one to use.
Among is American English.
在什么什么之中这是比较美这是美式的表达。
Amongst is British English.
就是在什么之中也是英式的表达 so we can make sentence、by these two words.
So if we want to use among in a sentence, it would sound like this. Among us, who loves basketball?
对这个句子呢就是在我们之间谁比较喜欢这个篮球呢它这里用的是 American English、用的是 among、比如说我想说 amongst us who believes in God 我们之间谁相信上帝这个时候我用的是 amongst 就是一个 British English、
Now let's move on to another very 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 commonly confused two words
对
breath and breathe.
Breath 和 breathe This one isVery important because most of us use it wrong way.
Exactly.
对对，很容易用错。
Now, breath, B-R-E-A-T-H, is a noun that is, you know, the air that goes inside of our lungs, goes inside and outside. That's called a breath.
对，就是呼吸 B-R-E-A-T-H, breath, 呼吸的名词。
比如说、Jack held his breath when he saw me jumping into the pool.
对，刚刚对照这个句子呢，就是当 Jack 看到、Ode 要跳进这个水池当中的时候他屏住了呼吸那么屏住呼吸这个表达就可以是 held one's breath
Exactly、
而 breathe B-R-E-A-T-H-E 它的意思呢也是表示呼吸但是它是一个 verb、
exactly.
是一个动词、比如说 I can't breathe anymore I'm so tired 我太累了我都累到不能呼吸了
Now, you guys know the difference between these two. Do not get them wrong.
对, breath, breathe.
Exactly.
Breath,
breathe. Now, moving on, we have compliment and compliment.
Compliment. Actually, they sound like the same.
Yeah, they sound the same, but there's...
A little bit different.
Yeah, the spelling is different.
Spelling is different.
So, compliment, C-O-M-P-L-E-M-E-N-T, is something that completes something else.
对，当我们用这个词，当我们说一个事物它 complement 另一个事物的时候呢，意思就是说这两个分开的事物合在一起会 be better, 会更好。
没错。Chester's lime green boots are a compliment to his jacket.
You really think so?
I don't know.
刚刚对造了一个句子 Chester 就是一个人他的 lime green boots 就是青柠檬颜色的靴子和他的 jacket 非常的搭配就感觉使他的 jacket 变得更好看了
Actually, lime green is one of my favorite colors.
Really?
Yes, exactly. Like, I love it.
刚刚说的这个单词 compliment 是补充物那么这个 compliment 是一样的发音但是有一个字母不一样是 C-O-M-P-L-I-M-E-N-T compliment、
mm-hmm. It replaced the E with an I
对 It's a nice thing to say to someone else 表示赞扬表扬比如说 Jack complimented me about my dress
Ooh. Now moving on to the next and final two words that are getting confused always we get confused with them
Yes
Empathy And
sympathy.
Mm-hmm.
Empathy, E-M-P-A-T-H-Y, is the ability to understand other person's feelings.
Mm-hmm.
就是感性的人能够感受到他人的情感。比如说我造个句子啊，我觉得 Day 他就是一个非常感性的人。Day is really empathetic. 在这里呢 ,empathetic 它是一个形容词。
But sympathy, sympathy is a feeling of sorrow for someone else's suffering.
对就是同情 S-Y-M-P-A-T-H-Y、
mm-hmm.
Just a little bit different
Yeah, we just With empathy and sympathy
一个是 E 开头一个是 S-Y 开头
Exactly
其他都一样、
exactly.
Empathy, sympathy
Let me give you guys an example on、
yeah.
sympathy Mumu is such a nice person
I know, thank you
She is really sympathetic But she's not humble I don't think she's humble
所以呢刚刚对照的句子就是啊觉得木是一个非常好的人然后呢非常的有同情心有同情心呢就是 sympathetic、
mm-hmm.
感性的呢就是 empathetic
Alright guys, we taught you guys a lot today with confusing words that all of us get confused with
Empathy, sympathy, compliment
Breathe and breath
Breathe, breath
All of them
Amongst、
mm-hmm.
所以呢希望大家能够弄清楚这些单词感谢大家收听我们今天的节目如果你想更加系统的学习英文欢迎加入我们的会员课程了解详情请微信搜索关注早安英文回复会员两个字就可以了
Alright, thank you guys so much for listening I'm Day
我是木木我们下期见啦
Bye
Bye bye